It's time for high school sports right here on the Flag, AM 1100 and FM 92.3.
Back up to the top to Heckner. Heckner looking to try and drive in. Decide for a step-back three-pointer, and he knocks it down. Heckner for three.
Our high school broadcasts are possible thanks to Hornbuckers, CI Apparel.
Okay, steal by Bradley Peterson. Looking to try and go coast-to-coast around a couple of Mustangs.
Nice pass.
Good pass to bring Geeson. Great court vision. Freshman to senior and the lay-in.
Our Flag Radio sports broadcast schedule can be found online at am1100theflag.com.
Looking for DeSette. DeSette loses it. Carlson with the steal. Carlson, nobody in front of him. Looking for the one-handed slam, and he gets it. The junior forward, Nick Carlson, with the one-handed slam.
And now, let's go live to the play-by-play voice for the Flag, Big Game James McCarty.
Good evening, and welcome to the Shack for an EDC boys basketball semifinals brawl. You're going to have the West Fargo Horace Hawks squaring off the Grand Forks Red River Rough Riders, a matchup between the 2 and 3 seed in this EDC tournament, and an opportunity and an automatic bid into the state tournament that will be in the city of Fargo next weekend, just north of the parking lot here at the Fargo Dome for next weekend's state tournament. We already saw an upset in the first semifinal as the West Fargo High Packers took down the Fargo Davies Eagles 64-56 to punch their automatic bid into the state tournament. And so on Saturday night right here on the Flag, you will have, of course, the West Fargo High Packers against whoever wins this one for the right at the one seed in out of the East region. And whoever loses this one has to go play in a state qualifier in the early afternoon hours on Saturday for just an opportunity to get to that state tournament. And that's why we love this time of the year. The madness is in full force. We saw it in the NSIC men's and women's basketball tournaments this past week, Jace, and now it just transferred all the way over to the high school ranks with that upset we saw with the Packers over the Eagles moments ago.
Yeah, and you'll have an interesting matchup then. I believe it'll be Fargo Davies taking on West Fargo Cheyenne to get that automatic bid. But it's such an exciting time because obviously you want to win this whole tournament and get a top seed at the North Dakota State High School Championship Tournament. But obviously, if you lose tonight, you're not completely out of it. You have a better than 50% chance, I'd say. If you get to the semifinals, you should get a better matchup going into the qualifier Saturday morning. But that's obviously no guarantee, James. But it'll be interesting to see how things play out because obviously we got two teams here that just witnessed West Fargo knock off the top seed in the EDC. And it's going to come down to who's going to be playing their heart out tonight because a lot of times it comes down to the little hustle plays. I mean, we saw that when we were down at Sioux Falls watching the NSIC tournament. We just witnessed it here between Fargo Davies and West Fargo. West Fargo made those little plays over and over again that they needed to win that game. And here they pull the upset, and they're looking to be headed here to the state tournament next weekend. And, you know, it's one of those sayings, James, chip chairing a chance to make something happen at state.
Definitely. Want to say real quick, thank you to our sponsors making our coverage possible. Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned, Hornbachers, CI Sport, DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, Carpet World, Prairie Supply, Gateway Chevrolet, Dakota Underground, Gatorade and Starry, Hoffman Trucking, India State Services, and Dakota Refrigeration. Thank you for making our coverage possible all season long here on your home for high school athletics. AM 1100 FM 92.3, the Flag. We'll take a 30-second breather. We'll come back. We'll get you the starting lineup brought to you by Gateway Chevrolet, your keys to the game with DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, and, of course, a good 36-minute matchup here on AM 1100 and FM 92.3, the Flag.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. Kayleen, what do you tell folks when they ask who your insurance agent is and why?
I tell them that it's DJ Coulter with American Family. And why? Because he was the one and only person that was able to get my son life insurance when nobody else was able to. And I will forever be indebted to DJ for that. I love DJ. He's the most kind person I have ever met in my life.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
You're listening to High School Sports, live on the Flag.
And all of a sudden I see that, and I'm like, what is going on?
18 minutes on the clock, and we have ourselves a matchup between the Hawks and the Red River Rough Riders here momentarily. Your starting lineup brought to you by Gateway Chevy, Test drive a new Gateway Chevy Silverado. Find new roads at Gateway Chevrolet. First of all, the Grand Forks Red River Rough Riders, the 3-seed here in this tournament. Head coach Kirby Crafty. They look the way of a 6'2 senior wing. Pierce Parks, a 6'5 senior wing. And Cameron Klefstad, a 6'3 junior forward. And Matt Dosh, a 5'9 sophomore guard. And James Schindler, and a 6'3 senior center in J.B. Walters. For the West Fargo Horsehawks, the 2-seed in this tournament, head coach Kyle Cummings. They look the way of a 6'3 junior guard, Carter Avinson, a 6'1 sophomore guard, Aiden Green, a 6'1 senior guard, Brady Westfall, a 6'3 sophomore forward, and Owen Terrace, and a 6'5 sophomore forward, and Brett Livingston. The Hawks and the home whites tonight with the alternating gold and black trim down the sides of their jerseys. Gold numbers front and back, Hawks across their chest in black. And then the Rough Riders in those alternate blacks here tonight. Red trim down the sides, Red River in red on their chest, and white numbers front and back here this evening. DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. Keys to the game brought to you by DJ Coulter Agency, your auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance agency that wants a shot at your business. Jace, the keys to success here tonight.
I mean, number one, it's going to be hustle. You got to go and make those little plays, like I said, on the pregame, James. Number two, for a West Fargo Horse, you're going to need to come out and shoot the ball effectively from deep. We saw that in person earlier this season. They're going to have to do that and run their offense and get Carter Evanson going and obviously get some help from Brady Westfall and the rest of that Hawks team. If you're Grand Forks Red River, you got to defend the three-point line. You got to come out and play your game. Obviously, you've played these guys tough earlier on in the season, and now you just got to come out and execute your offense and obviously play solid defense and not let them get any easy looks.
As we have 18 minutes on the clock, we're going to jump it up. We'll be Livingston alongside Klefstad to get things going. The opening tip is going to be won by Red River, and they're going to get it over to Parks. Parks going to go left for right on your radio dial with his Rough Riders in the opening half here tonight. Into the right wing they survey. Down to the right mid-block area with Parks. Takes a dribble, picks it up, looks for the fadeaway jumper from about a dozen feet out. Knocking it down to start off. Red River up to rip, 20 seconds in.
Nice turnaround shot there by Parks. That's hard to defend no matter who you are.
And now setting up the offense will be the one of the sophomore starters in green. Kicks it over to the left wing, looking for a three from Terrace, and he'll knock it down. 3-2 Hawks. A team that can shoot with the best of them in the state, better than really anybody in the state. An off-shooting night is what most teams call a pretty darn good shooting night for these Hawks, and we saw that on that first shot.
Interesting now with Davies out of the EDC championship, there's a chance for the West Fargo Hawks. Horace Hawks to get their first ever trip to the state tournament and also maybe even pull off a number one seed out of the East.
Looking to the free throw line, trying to get a shot to fall. Schindler can't get it. Klefstad now ends up recovering it in the right corner, looking for a jumper, ends up being missed, and now rebounded again. A third chance opportunity for the Rough Riders. Really working on the glass early on, losing the handle, recovering it. And now looking to the left wing with Schindler. He'll take the three-pointer. That one off the back there. And Livingston will finally come down with it and push things up with Evanson into the right wing. Westfall wants a three himself. That one off the front of the iron and rebounding now the way of Schindler. And a sophomore guard takes up into the front court for the Rough Riders. Looking right to Klefstad who tries to put the burners on. It's cut off by a Hawk, though. They kick it back over to Parks. He looks for a catch-and-shoot right elbow jumper. Can't get that one to fall. Ball trickles out of bounds, and it's a Hawk ball. With 16:21 to go in the first half, 3-2, Horace leads Red River.
That fouls on Dosh, his first and first foul on either team tonight on that loose ball foul on the rebound attempt.
Westfall inbounds it to Green. Stay tuned for the CI Sport halftime report along with your CI Sport player of the game this evening. Green between the legs, now to the left wing. Evanson wants a three. That one's good. 6-2 Hawks.
Carter Evanson already getting looks to potentially play his college ball right here at the Shack. Still got it next year to go as well. I'm sure he's going to get a lot of offers the way that young man can play.
Red River looking to try and counter themselves. Into the free throw line. A jumper up. Hit was Klefstad. No good. Rebounded by Westfall as he now looks to take it up into the front court for his Hawks. Underhand toss to Evanson who surveys the court. Looks left and right. Drives in. Westfall right corner. That three's up and good. 9-2 Hawks. Three threes in the first 2.5 minutes. And Horace doing what they do best.
Absolutely, James. Just a lot of Decent ball movement there, James, and finding the open shooter. And so far, three different players knocking out a three-pointer to start things off for Horace.
Nine consecutive points for the Hawks after Red River got the first bucket of the night. Into the left corner. Dosh looks for a three. That one rattles around. Ends up in the hands, though, of Livingston after he gets the board. Now back up into the front court go the Hawks. Green hesitates, drives in right, pulls back into the corner. Now looking for a three. Terrace, no problem. It's a 12-2 Hawk lead. Red River wants to talk it over. 14:59 to go in the first half. Listening to North Dakota boys, EDC semifinals basketball action on AM 1100 and FM 92.3. The Flag.
We're hearing more comments about our bigger-than-average ear size at Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned. While we can neither deny or confirm that our sales team has larger-than-average ear size, we can tell you that they pride themselves on listening more and talking less. Kind of unheard of in the auto business. We think listening more helps us get you in the right vehicle to fit your needs and your budget, regardless of our ear size. Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned. We listen more to make your car shopping easy. Find out more at valleyimports.com.
Let's return to the booth for continuing coverage of high school sports on the Flag.
Back at the Shack, the Hawks with 12 straight points on four three-pointers, and the Rough Riders wanting to talk it over as it's a 12-2 West Fargo-Horace lead this evening in semifinal number two. At the right wing, as we get back to the hardwood, that's going to be Parks. Picks up his dribble, looks to the right side to Schindler, back over to Parks. 14:45 to go here in the first half. He bobs and he weaves right then left around a couple defenders and the floater from 10 feet out. Parks gets his second bucket of the night. He's got all four for Red River.
I have a substitution coming at the next dead ball for Red River.
The Hawks still rolling with their starting five. They actually checked in Keaton Peterson, 6'2", junior forward, at that dead ball they took. Actually, Terrace out. So just trying to get some quick breathers for Horace early on. Just about 4 minutes into this one, the Hawks did just get a bucket from inside the perimeter, their first one of the night. So it's a 14-4 lead. Floater no good from Walters. And now Horace back in business, leading by 10. Green at the left wing, looking for a screen the way of Livingston. Now he's going to blow by a defender. Up and around. It gets his hand tangled up in the net for a second, but it gets the shot to fall.
Nice move there. Saw the opening and took advantage of it. A nice lefty land.
Schindler at the point. Parks now on the wing. Green on him. Back to the right side to Schindler. Cross court pass looking for Parks. Through the hands and out. Makes a defender miss. On the right elbow. His jumper ends up being missed. And now it'll be rebounded by Dosh. And it'll be called a jump ball. That says Hawk basketball. Into the game for Red River will be Reese Walters, a 6'2 sophomore guard. As J.B. Walters checks out. 13:30 to go in the first half. The Hawks off to a blazing 16-4 lead. Green up over that Bison logo from right to left. Now at the left elbow. Kicks it to the top of the key. Evanson wants a deep three. That one hits the top of the iron, and it'll be rebounded.
That was Steph Curry range right there.
He thought he had it, just did not quite have the distance. It was online.
Yeah, it was.
It was just a couple, up, 2-3 inches short.
Up off the front of the rim.
Red River trying to break down this defense of Horace. It's been tough. Parks throws up a contested jumper. No good. Livingston gets it. Tries to kick it over right to Westfall, but it ends up going off the fingertip of a Rough Rider. Back into the game will be Terrace for Horace, and Westfall checks out. For those who celebrate the Minnesota State Hockey Tournament, the Moorhead Spuds, the top seed in the AA tournament, found themselves trailing Lakeville South after the first shot of the second period, 4-2, but back-to-back goals and won by Titan Bergeson moments ago. The Spuds are now knotted up at 4 apiece of the 8-seeded Lakeville South squad that has been giving them fits all night long.
Yeah, I mean, Moorhead is doing what they can, but it's just been tough, and now finally tied that game up. So let's see if they can play some more defense and not allow any more goals for Lakeville.
Schindler methodically walks it up court. Takes about 8 seconds off the clock as they get it to the left wing down to Parks. A screen is set. Green gets caught on it. Looking for the floater. No good. Rebounded the way of Livingston. Livingston kicks it over right to Green. Green with the mismatched shoes tonight. A blue left and yellow and orange right. Into the right corner they go, and another three. This time, Caden Peterson knocks it down. 19-4 Hawks with 12 minutes to go in the half. At the left corner, Walters with it. Drop pass down to the elbow. Now back over to Walters. He drives around a couple defenders. A good move as he goes from left to right, almost a bit of a basket shot, but he gets the shot to fall in the end around three defenders.
Yeah, it was a tough take, but he finished it, and so that's all that really matters. Nice-looking drive by him.
Down the right corner, another three, trying to heat check himself, but that one was missed by Peterson. An offensive board, and Peterson will just lay it back up and in. 21-6 Hawks, 11.5 to go in the first half.
That was a nice pass by his teammate there after they got the rebound. Just a little shovel pass to him, and boom, easy layup.
Into the free throw line, Klefstad knocks down a jumper. 21-8 your score now with 11:15 to go in the half. CI Sport halftime report approaching. CI Sport player of the game as well, wants to go final tonight. At the left wing, Evanson had it poked loose by Schindler, but he's able to recover it. Now he drives in, throws a pass to the corner, looking for a three. Peterson up, and that one's good. He's hit two of his last three from that right side corner, and the Hawks lead swells up to 24-8.
Second episode of Oprah Winfrey, James. You get a three. You get a three. You get a three. I think I have you down as having a three as well so far.
I've at least attempted one. Hopefully I drew iron on it. Around the perimeter are the Rough Riders with 10.5 to go in the first half. Under 10 seconds of the shot clock. Parks at the elbow. A collapse down defense. He doesn't care. He throws up a jumper and knocks it down. He's up to six.
Kept the defense kind of off balance there by giving a couple of fakes on the passing attempt, and then got into the painted area and threw one up and in.
Driving in on the left side of the lane. That's Green. Ooh. Kicks it to the corner. Terrace is three, halfway down. Rolls around, though, and gets spit up into the hands of a Rough Rider. They clear it out to Walters, who goes from the wing to the top of the key. Now under the left wing to Schindler, who goes over the head pass to the corner, looking the way of Walters. Walters with a defender on his grill, looking to try to get it inside. It's poked loose by Livingston, recovered by the Rough Riders. 10 seconds of the shot clock. They look into the left baseline. Klefstad's shot was blocked, and now the Hawks back in business into the front court. Evanson between the legs, steps back, now drills into a three. That one is missed. Livingston had it, then he didn't. Parks came down with it, and then ended up in the hands of Walters after a bit of a skirmish. Now the top of the key. Driving in Parks, picks up his dribble, looks for the drop pass. He found an opportunity in the dosh, and he's able to get the shot to fall along with a foul. So dosh to try and complete a three-point play here. A couple of substitutions for the Hawks. You're going to check out Evanson and Peterson. You're going to bring back in Westfall along with, is that Jet Collins, a 6'1 junior guard for the
that
first
is,
time tonight.
Yep. Just tried to go up and contest that shot, that last play by Dosh, and just got him on the wrist there.
Free throw did not fall inside the cylinder. It was rebounded by Livingston. Now into the corner to Collins. Collins back over to Green, who clears it to Livingston, who looks to go to the right wing. Doesn't have the matchup he wants, and now back to the top of the key. They'll set things up with Green. Midway through the shot clock, he gets a screen from Livingston, picks up his dribble, now into the corner, back to Collins, over to Green. Looking to the left corner, a three-pointer's jacked up. Halfway down, pops out into the hands of Dosh. And now Dosh into the half-court set with Schindler. A couple of substitutions for Horace in a minute. You're going to bring in Austin Olin, the 6'2 junior forward, for the first time tonight, along with also bringing Evanson back into the game. A jumper missed by Red River. Horace with it now, leading by 12 with 8:37 and counting down to go in the half. Collins looks to the corner to Terrace. Terrace now back into the right side. Green at the top of the key. Drives in. No look pass. Down low to Collins in the lay-in.
Nice pass. A nice look by Aiden Green. Really nice setup by that young man.
Driving inside off of Terrace. Pulling back for a fadeaway. Walters can't get the shot to fall. And now Horace back in business. They look to Terrace over to the corner with Westfall. He hesitates, drives in baseline, now into the right corner. Collins wants a three, back-to-back possessions. This one won't go, though. And now Parks up into the front court for Red River. Between the legs once, now to Klefstad in the wing. He drives into the baseline. Parks, top of the key. He wants a three. That one short, misses everything. Looks like a pass attempt as Dosh had it, and then it was just ripped out of his hands by Terrace. And the Hawks back into the offensive set. Green between the legs, right then left. It has it knocked out of his hand, off his knee, turnover, Red River ball. A good defensive stance there from Schindler and company. 7:36 to go here in the first half. The Hawks lead 26-12. Collins checked out. Evanson in for him. Livingston checks out. And they brought in Olin for him. As well for Red River, they brought in Jarrett Johnson, a 6'3 junior forward. And a substitution they made moments ago. A jumper missed by Red River, over to Westfall. Westfall across the timeline, back over to Green, around the perimeter they go. In the corner, that's Oling. Now let's go back to the top of the key, clear it out. Chest pass over to Westfall. He wants a three. That one short, misses everything.
Way too far behind that collegiate line, James. And I just always think when we see high school games here, just like we saw college games at on NBA court, everybody kind of gets, they see the line on the court, then they're shooting behind a different line there. It's a longer shot, and you're shooting it like normal, and you're just going to end up short so many times. So got to be aware of where you're at on the court.
Terrace checks out. Peterson in for him. And Red River gets into their half-court set. Midway through the shot clock with 6:45 to go in the half. Parks with it, takes a couple of dribbles, surveys the court, bounce past the Klefstad, back over to Parks, top of the key. He wants a three. That one is wide left this time and out of bounds. It'll be Hawk basketball as Livingston checks back into the game for Horace. Olin checks out. Head coach Kyle Cummings is a big believer in short spurts. And get some liquids in you, a little bit of hydration and electrolytes, and then get back out there. It's almost like 90-second spurts, it feels like at times, with the rotational pieces.
Yeah, you got to have them fresh and give your team 110%.
A turnaround fadeaway dirt shot there. Falls for Westfall. That was very Dirk-esque.
That was a great shot by Westfall. Holy cow.
Looked like he was mirroring the statue.
I know.
He'd have been proud.
Mm-hmm.
At the right wing, driving inside, Parks around a couple defenders. The soft touch off the iron, rebounded Livingston now into the corner as Westfall wants a three. That one got spit up after being halfway down, and now rebounded by Livingston into the left wing. Peterson, he'll just take a three. That one can't go, and it'll be rebounded by Klefstad. Red River back up.
It's interesting, though. Horace has had 3 3-pointers go in and out here in the first half. This lead could be even bigger.
A right corner three. Walters gets that one to go. He's got 5 points. It's still a 28-15 horse with 5.5 to go in the half. Green into the front court over the Bison logo. Now a handoff to Evanson over to Westfall on the wing. He drives into the baseline, has it shot blocked by Parks. It's going to be rebounded by Schindler, who gets it back over to Parks, loses the handle, able to recover it at the right wing, clears it back into the corner to Jonathan, and now back up to the top. They look the way of Klefstad. Trying to find a hole in this zone. They get it to the interior, and a floater from just inside the free throw line for Schindler. It falls. 28-17. Evanson at the top of the key, pivots, and then goes between the legs left, trying to create some separation on the right against Schindler. Can't get it, so Green into the corner now has it as he drives baseline, pulls back into the right wing. A three from Evanson. That one is missed, and now rebounded by Westfall back into the interior. Cross-court pass out to Green in the right corner. He wants a three. That one's good. 31-17 Hawks.
Three-point shooting is how this team rolls, James. I mean, it's a, you don't want to say a live by the three, die by the three type of team, but it certainly feels like that. I mean, the number of threes they've already cashed in so far this first half, and just a few really close ones that they should have knocked down. I mean, it's really impressive.
It is indeed. Under 4 minutes to go here in the half. Slice between two defenders, going from the wing to the baseline and getting the lane to go, Jonathan. Jonathan. Now a drop pass left to Livingston. A defender collapses down on him. He takes a couple dribbles, picks it up, looking for the shot. Can't get it to fall. Klefstad with the defense and the rebound as he now takes it up into the half-court set. He drives in right side, and he's going to
draw the foul.
Oh, he's going to draw a foul before. Okay. I see a forearm came down. Back into the game for Red River. It's Dosh. Checking out is Walters. Also for Horace, they check out Peterson and bring back in Terrace. They inbound it to the right wing, looking the way of Jonathan, who clears it out to Parks. Parks into the free throw line, spinning around, over the head pass, as a cutter on the baseline is Dosh, and he gets the lay-in. Really well drawn up play there and executed by the Rough Riders to make it a 10-point deficit with 3:20 and counting down to go in the half. At the left wing, looking the way of Evanston, trying to find some separation into the right corner. Terrace is three, good. 34-21 Hawks, and a timeout the way of head coach Cummings. We'll take a 30-second breather. You're listening to North Dakota Class 2A Boys EDC Semifinals Basketball Action on AM 1100 and FM 92.3, The Flag.
Dakota Underground Company knows it takes a great team to win. Dakota Underground is known as a reliable municipal and heavy contractor. Great teamwork is in their DNA. They encourage hard workers to join their crews each season. You can start as a laborer, learn on the job, and move up from there. If you're interested in heavy equipment operation but don't have the experience, they can help train you. Dakota Underground's people are rewarded for learning the business from the ground up. Learn more at dakotaunderground.net.
Let's return to the booth for continuing coverage of high school sports on the Flag.
Back inside the shack, well, the Hawks of West Fargo Horace lead the Red River Rough Riders 34-21. 3:08 remains in the half. CI Sport halftime report looming, along with your CI Sport player of the game, wants to go final tonight. The Rough Riders inbound it to Schindler, who jogs it across the timeline over the head of the Bison logo when he picks up his dribble, looking to a pass down to Klefstad, now back up to the top of the key. Klefstad pivots, drives in, has it knocked loose by Terrace, and he's able to recover it back up to the right wing to Pierce. He loses his handle, able to get it back, and then it's going to be blocked by Livingston, but they're going to call it goaltend. So put two on the board for Parks and his Rough Riders.
Don't see that too often in the high school game.
But Livingston came flying in. Looked like he might have dropped down from the rafters like we see the National Guard do at the Dakota Bowl.
I know.
Livingston's at the top of the key, hands it off now to Evanston. He goes to the right wing. He hesitates, pulls back, now drives in, left side to Livingston, into the wing. Terrace wide open for three. That one off the front of the iron and rebounded the way of Dosh. Dosh kicks it over right to Klefstad, who'll take it up into the front court. The senior wing for the Rough Riders now parks in the corner, spins around a defender. The fadeaway jumper from 10 feet out falls. Shifty move there by Parks, and he's done it all half.
Yep, 10 points for him here in the first half, leading the way for the Rough Riders.
Green hesitates from the right wing to the left wing, driving in on the left side of the free throw line. He picks up his dribble, pump fakes a shot. Klefstad flips over him and commits a foul, but it's only the third foul of the half.
I think it's just the second, actually, James.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, each team has played very, very clean here in the first half. We got a miss on a switch defensively and left Brett Livingston all by himself and just had to put that one up and in.
36-25, Horace with a minute 40 to go in the half. Right wing, Klefstad wants a three. That one misfires right. Rebounded Livingston. Chest passed over to Evanston as he crosses the timeline. Now looking to the right wing. That's going to be a Westfall three. That's good. And now this time, Red River wants to talk it over after that missed assignment. 39-25, Horace, with a minute 30 to go in the half, will say thank you to our season-long sponsors, Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned, Hornbachers, CI Sport, DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, Carpet World, Prairie Supply, Gateway Chevrolet, Dakota Underground, Gatorade and Starry, Hoffman Trucking, ND Estate Services, and Dakota Refrigeration, thank you for making our coverage possible all season long right here in your home for high school athletics. AM 1100 and FM 92.3, The Flag. Spuds tied up with Lakeville South and Minnesota Boys 2A state section state tournament quarterfinals action. 4 apiece after 2 periods of play. As they clear off the ice for third period action, will be 17 minutes on the clock for them. In a handful of minutes as the Spuds look to make a push trying to get themselves to the state semifinals. Back onto the hardwood with a minute 20 and counting down to goal in the half. Parks has it right then left. Loses the handle. Livingston comes down with it. Back over to Westfall. Into the right wing. Evanston over the head pass to Terrace, who just comes flying in transition. 1, 2, 3 passes and a lay-in with the defense. Just sitting back and watching.
That's exactly how you want a fast break to go. You basically end up with a 2-on-1, and Terrace is just jogging down the court by himself.
Right wing 3 from Klefstad. Under a minute to go now in the half. It's still a 13-point Hawk lead after that 3 falls. Evanston in the front court. Right dribble, then left dribble. Now on the right wing. Drives inside past the defender. Shot off the iron. Rebounded by a Hawk. That's going to be Livingston, who tries to go up for it, and he gets tied up. The dosh. And that'll be Red River basketball with 41 seconds to go in the half.
He brought that rebound down, you know, into his midsection area and just kind of allowed himself to get tied up. He should have got that one as soon as he could and then kicked it out to one of his teammates and not let himself get tied up. But that's kind of something you just got to feel for.
Top of the key, Parks. It's about a 10-second difference and shot and game clock here. Around the wing they go, into the right mid-block area. Trying to find an opening with Dosh. Now over to Parks in the corner. He gets trapped, tries to drive in. It's taken away by Evanston. 18 seconds to go in the half. Shot clock turned off. Westfall thought about a 3 from about 5 feet past the college line. Decided not to pull the trigger in the end. 8 seconds in the half. Now Green with it at the top of the key. Looking for a screen from Terrace. Between the legs. Right then left. Down low. Defense gets beat. Terrace goes up. Trying to recover as Parks. It was 0.7 seconds to go in the half. Free throws.
It was interesting on that action, James. You had Green up top. You had a screen set by Terrace, and then you had Evanston coming up, and it made it look like he was going to pop out to the three-point line and look for a three-pointer at the buzzer, and Terrace rolls to the rim there. They get it to him, and then obviously, as you said, James, Pierce Parks comes up to try and play some defense and block that shot from behind, but just gets all Terrace there and sends him in the line for 2 right at the end of the half.
Connects on the front end. Hits on the back end. And a substitution in for Horace as they take Livingston out. And they bring in Olean for the last 0.7 seconds. The horn sounds, and at the half, the Hawks have a 43-28 lead. Stay tuned for your CI Sport halftime report. You're listening to North Dakota Class 2A Boys EDC Semifinals action on AM 1100 and FM 92.3, The Flag.
We love our pets, accidents and messes included. Shaw Floors Pet Perfect Carpet helps you love confidently with protection from everyday messes and odors. Designed with the whole family in mind, Pet Perfect features built-in protection from staining, fading, and pet hair. Make tails wag with Shaw Floors Pet Perfect. Designed for you, perfect for your pet.
Available at Carpet World, 17th Avenue South, online at carpetworldfargo.com.
Huffman Trucking is celebrating 25 years of serving the Upper Midwest in the transportation industry. Building a strong reputation as a great place to work as they expand, Huffman would like to add some experienced mechanics in Tioga and Jamestown. Experience needed to work on trucks and trailers for both locations. Huffman Trucking offers weekly pay, great benefits, and 401k. Give them a call or apply online at HoffmanTrucking.com. That's Huffman Trucking with 1 F and 2 N's. HoffmanTrucking.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. Mainly, my job here is to help educate families on what your kids are going to have to go through someday. We show you how to avoid that probate ad death, eliminate that legal guardianship when you're incapacitated, save taxes for your family, but most of all, how you can have that peace of mind for a peaceful, private family settlement. Call us today, 701-318-0908. We'll talk to you soon.
It's the Prairie Supply Spring Open House in Minot on March 25th, Bismarck on March 26th, and West Fargo March 27th. Enjoy free lunch hot off the grill beginning at 11. There'll be more than 30 vendors on hand to answer questions and great door prizes to win, like job site radios with battery charger from Bosch Tools, along with tool packages, gift cards, and outdoor gear. The Spring Open House at Prairie Supply in Minot on March 25th, Bismarck on March 26th, and West Fargo March 27th. Prairie Supply, the contractor's headquarters.
For over 34 years, CI Sport has been your go-to for corporate, collegiate, and high school sports gear, partnering with college bookstores, high schools, and retailers to bring you high-quality game day apparel. Whether for work or play, every day is game day at CI Sport. We deliver the brands you love with competitive pricing and fast turnaround time. Work harder, play harder, and cheer louder in style with CI Sport. Visit CISport.com today.
Gatorade started the sports drink industry, and it continues to help the best athletes get back to peak performance. So if your kids or grandkids play sports, or you are a weekend sports warrior yourself, remember to have plenty of Gatorade around to replenish those electrolytes. There are so many great flavors that everyone can find a flavor they love. The game will always change, but it never will. Gatorade. Is it in you? It's in many of the top athletes. It feels the best because it is the best. Gatorade.
Welcome to the CI Sport Halftime Report. Gear up, get ready, and unleash your inner champion with CI Sport. Now, let's head back to the booth with Big Game James McCarty and Jace Denman.
Welcome to your CI Sport Halftime Report, number one source of corporate, collegiate, and high school apparel, where the Horace Hawks lead the Red River Rough Riders 43-28 here at the half. An automatic bid into the next week's state tournament on the line in this evening's affair. And, of course, whoever loses this one will have another crack in the early afternoon hours of Saturday to try and get themselves more or less an at-large bid into the state tournament as a 3 or 4 seed, depending on how things were to shake out in the state qualifiers. But an incredible shooting half by Horace, who he shot 43% from three on 9 of 21 attempts. And you had both teams taking 31 shots in total. It's just you have 11 two-point shots made by Red River, only two threes. As for Horace, they have 7 two-point shots made and 9 threes to their credit. And then there's only been 3 free throws taken all night. 2 for 2 is Horace, and 0 for 1 is Red River.
Yeah, if you look at the stats, James, you see that both teams have taken the same amount of shots. 16 to 31 for Horace and 13 of 31 for Red River. So you're like, well, how can they be up by 15 if there's only basically 3 shots different? Well, 3 shots different in general terms from the field would be at least 6 points. They've got 9 three-pointers compared to just 2 for Red River. There's another plus 7 points, and they got a plus 2 advantage at the free throw line. And so you add that up, that's your 15-point difference right there. So, I mean, it's really kind of amazing the way they're shooting tonight, Horace, that is. Because when you look at it, 43%, that's excellent. But there is, out of those 21 three-point shots, there was at least 3 or 4 of them that should have gone down. They just rattled in and then back out. And the other interesting thing is that Red River is 11 of 22 from inside the three-point line, 2 of 9 outside of it, whereas Horace is 9 of 21 outside the three-point line, but they're 7 of 10 inside the three-point line. So they're shooting good from mid-range and in the lane, but their big part of their offense is that three-point line. So it's kind of interesting to see these teams with the same amount of shots with such a large discrepancy on the scoreboard. And, you know, if you're Red River, you got to hope that you can continue kind of pounding away inside and you can slow down West Fargo Horse from that three-point line and allow yourself to get back into it a little bit and put a little pressure on the Hawks to try and force them to make shots. And if they kind of get out of rhythm, you know, maybe that comes a little bit harder for them.
CI Sport is number one in corporate, collegiate, and high school apparel. For over 34 years, CI Sport has partnered with college bookstores, high schools, and retailers to bring you high-quality game day apparel. Whether it's work or play, every day is game day at CI Sport. CI Sport delivers brands you love, competitive pricing, and fast turnaround time. Work harder, play harder, and cheer louder in style with CI Sport. Follow them on Facebook. And another thing of note is Red River has 12 rebounds in the half.
Yeah.
Brett Livingston has 11.
Yeah, and there's a couple players for Red River that got three rebounds, but Livingston, the sophomore, just 2 points on the evening so far, but just doing work on the glass with those 11 rebounds. You know, out of a potential 33 or 32 rebounds from both teams combined, he's got a third of them. So he's anywhere and everywhere on the floor, on the under the glass, just cleaning up. So he is a very competent glass cleaner, to say the least. Also, James, if you look, 13 assists for Horace and just 3 for Red River. So obviously Horace is doing a good job of moving the ball and getting it to that open shooter, where a lot of times you get it to somebody on Red River and they're trying to go one-on-one against somebody. So just differences in the offense and the effectiveness of that offense.
Yeah, your first half stats, you looked away of for Red River. Pierce Parks has 10 points, a rebound, 3 assists, and a block shot. You have Reese Walters with 4 points, 2 rebounds. You have Cameron Klefstad with 5 points, 3 rebounds. You have Jarrett Jonas with 2 points. Matt Dosh with 4 points, 3 rebounds in total. You have James Schindler with 2 points, a rebound, and 2 steals. James Walters has himself a rebound. And somebody didn't get credit for one, but they got one for the team.
There you go.
For West Fargo Horace, Carter Evanson has 3 points to go along with 5 assists. Aiden Green with 7 points, 4 rebounds. Oh, excuse me, 7 points and 4 assists. You have Brady Westfall with 4 rebounds and assists and 8 points in total. Owen Terrace has himself 13 points, 2 rebounds. You look the way of Caden Peterson, who has 8 points, a rebound, and an assist. Jack Collins has 2 points and a rebound. Brett Livingston with 2 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a blocked shot. And then the team as a whole got a rebound as well.
Well, that's good team rebounding.
I would say, hey, that's crucial. Very crucial, yeah. to being successful is to get team rebounds. That will, what we'll do, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up that CI Sport halftime report and bring you second half action on AIM 1100 and FM 92.3, The Flag.
Dakota Underground Company knows it takes a great team to win. Dakota Underground is known as a reliable municipal and heavy contractor. Great teamwork is in their DNA. They encourage hard workers to join their crews each season. You can start as a laborer, learn on the job, and move up from there. If you're interested in heavy equipment operation but don't have the experience, they can help train you. Dakota Underground's people are rewarded for learning the business from the ground up. Learn more at dakotaunderground.net.
Your company should know Consolidated Communications has the only data center in the area that is SOC 2 certified. Consolidated has tested in-place systems to protect your valuable data. And with today's security concerns, that's more important than ever. Many business insurance companies require SOC certification. So work with a local data center that is SOC certified. For scalable, cost-effective data center solutions, go to consolidated.com/data center. Consolidated Communications.
It's time to get back to the action for more high school sports coverage on The Flag.
Welcome back to the Shack as we wrapped up your CI Sport halftime report. Second half action about to roll with Westfall right in front of us to inbound it for the Horace Hawks. 18 minutes on the clock. And we'll have, once this one goes final, your Gatorade post-game report on your CI Sport player of the game. Enter Dakota Underground and the Trenches player of the game. As he gets back to the hardwood, Livingston on the right elbow. Drives in a couple steps, kicks it back up to the top of the key, into the corner, and Westfall knocks down a three.
Why not?
That's their 10th three of the night.
That's correct.
10 of 22. Is that 47-ish percent?
Somewhere around there.
Jeez. Looking to counter back the other way, a floater from about 10 feet out the way of Parks. It's been lethal from that spot all night. And the Hawks go from left to right on your radio dial here in the second half. Green puts the burners on, goes blowing by a couple of defenders, shot off the back of the air and pops up and through the cylinder. 2 points for the Hawks, who are up 18 with 17-10 to go in this one. A screen is going to be set. Westfall fights over it. Parks down the right side looking for the floater. Shot no good. Rebounded by Livingston. Back the other way goes Green. Green with a defender and Schindler backpedaling. Now he gets a switch, back between the legs, driving in right side of the lane, spinning around left, looking for the shot, no good, but he's fouled. 2 free throws coming the way of Green.
Right in front of the 40, J.B. Walters, that's his first foul.
16:55 to go here in the half.
Aiden Green to the line.
Green with his first opportunity at the stripe. Connects on the front end. Patiently waits for the basketball back for a second opportunity at the stripe. Official gets it to him on a bounce. He'll take two bounces himself and spin it between his fingers before taking the free throw and knocking it down. 20-point Horace lead just like that in the snap of a finger. 50-30 with 16:50 to go. Schindler on the left wing. Gives a chest pass up and around to Dosh. Dosh back to the top of the key. Gets it to Pierce. Parks looks to hesitate right, then go left. Drives in. Shot up. No good. Offensive rebound by Klefstad. He's fouled on the ground.
Is it by Livingston? No, it's not. It's by Terrace.
Fourth foul number 11 on Terrace. That's his first foul.
Terrace's first of the night. Team's first in the half. Oh, they're going to see who's going for the shot. I thought one official had pointed down to the ground, but maybe he just pointed with ones. Either way, he missed the front end. With an opportunity here to go 1-for-2 from the stripe. The second free throw up and good. 1-for-2 is Klefstad. 16.5 and counting down to go here in this one. On the right side, Green. He hesitates, drives in, spins around left. Now to the top of the key. Tears, he wants a three. That one out the front of the end. Rebounded by Parks. He looks to push the tempo. It's a 2-on-3. Doesn't have numbers on his side, but he drives in right side of the lane. He gets a shot up off the glass. It falls, but he topples over Terrace, who set himself in legal guarding position and got the charge called.
That's good defense. I mean, I think that's sometimes that's just an underrated play, and we've seen momentum change in games when teams can get back in position defensively, draw the charge, and wipe a bucket off the scoreboard there, and then come down and make a play on the other end of the court.
Hawks go all the way around the perimeter to the right corner where Westfall is going to drive inside, clear it back to the top of the key to Livingston. He wants to drive in right side of the lane, up and around J.B. Walters. Good defense being held up, and he'll kick it to the right wing. And then Westfall will jack up a three. That one's missed. Dosh with the board. And now on the right side, back over left, they look for Klefstad. He tries to put the burners on, up and around a couple defenders. Shot up and around a defender, and the layup falls. Subs for Horace in a moment with 15:40 and counting down to go in the game. Evanson with it. Pump fakes a three. Drives right side of the lane. Picks up his dribble, and he will travel before anything.
Almost
he picked up
it.
His dribble. He went with his pivot foot, and he tried to step through with the pivot foot, and that's where you create that extra step. And you're going to check out Westfall and Terrace bringing back into the game the likes of both Peterson along with
Collins.
15:25 remains. To the left elbow, a jumper up and good by Parks. His bread and butter.
Mid-range and in for Pierce Parks.
At the wing, back up and around, top of the key, into the corner. They look. Livingston, he wants a three. That one comes up short, misses it, and now it'll be rebounded by Dosh. Dosh with it up into the front court, hands it off now to Park, who will go to the top of the key and then to the right wing. In the corner now, a three's jacked up. Dosh, he knocks it down. A couple of buckets, well, three of them actually in a row for Red River, and now the deficit for the Rough Riders down to 12. Trying to drive in, now kick it to the corner, looking the way of Peterson, who gets cut off. Top of the key, Evanson, a deep NBA-style three. He knocks it down. Head coach Kyle Cummings wants a breather. We'll take one as well. 14:32 to remain in this one. 53-38, Hawks of the lead. Listening to North Dakota boys. Class 2A EDC semifinals. Basketball action on AM 1100 and FM 92.3. The Flag.
Do you realize you pay thousands of dollars a year in insurance and don't know or understand what you're even paying for? Hi, this is DJ Coulter, your local American Family Insurance agent. Through the years, we've helped many families see what an unbelievable asset their correct coverage can be in the time of tragedy. Whether dealing with fires, floods, car accidents, and even early deaths, I've seen it all. I would love the opportunity to sit down with you and help your family. I'm here to help you understand, plan, and protect your future and dreams. Find us at djcoulter.com or check out our Facebook page.
It's time to get back to the action for more high school sports coverage on the Flag.
14-32 remains. The Hawks with a 53-38 lead over the Red River Rough Riders. An automatic bid into the 2025 Class 2A state tournament on the line. Regardless of result, an opportunity at least at a state play-in game on Saturday afternoon for whoever comes up short in this one. A free throw line jumper as we come back from break by Schindler is missed. A rebound by Red River. Now they look over left to Parks. He spins around right around a defender, and then gets a layup to roll.
Looks like he was in some discomfort there after that shot, James.
And now right back the other way, catching the defense napping. A layup falls for Terrace. On the left side, in the wing, looking for the front door cut. The reverse layup up and around underneath the basket. Klefstad gets it to fall.
Really athletic move there on that drive along the baseline and reverse layup.
13:40 remains here in this one. Evanston gets a double screen. He sets up at the left wing. History short, and that trickles out of bounds before Red River takes over with possession. Stay tuned for the Gatorade postgame report, along with your CI Sport Player of the Game, Inter Dakota Underground, and the Trenches Player of the Game once we go final tonight. Ball is taken up court here by Schindler, who clears it, then tries to throw a pass. It's knocked loose by Green. Now recovered by Schindler. Back over to Klefstad. Now into the right elbow. Walters, he wants a jumper. That one will fall. Green takes it up into the front court from one wing to the left. Hands it off to Evanston. Hesitates. Now into the wing. Westfall back to the corner. Terrace. He drives baseline. Up and around the defender. He gets a shot up and... Walters does not have his feet set. It's a blocking foul. Terrace to the stripe for a pair.
Thought he had position there, but referees disagree with him there.
Well, he was moving still. That was the biggest issue. If his feet were set, he would have had a chance if his heels weren't in the restricted area, but there was a whole lot of movement there. And the Morehead Spuds, with 12:32 to go in the third period, take a lead on Lakeville South. It was their fifth goal of the night, up 5-4. It was reviewed by the officials for a good 3-4 minutes, and they confirmed the goal. It was Brooks Cullen's 21st of the year.
I kind of wonder
the captain of the Spuds.
What they were reviewing there.
I would imagine a crease violation is what they were looking at with how the triangle pass was.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's a good goal for the Spuds, and they have their first lead of the night. Around the perimeter, Riders will get back onto the hardwood action. Stepping back, it's a long two for Parks. He had about half his right foot over that three-point line. And it's an 11-point Hawk lead still after that three is knocked down by the Rough Riders. Or that two is knocked down by the Rough Riders, 57-46. Around the perimeter, between the legs, now behind the back, Green. Then he pulls back into the corner to Evanston, who wants to go right corner to Westfall. That three's up and off the iron. Skying for the rebound is going to be Klefstad, and now kicks it over right to Schindler as he gets into the half-court set. Klefstad on the right elbow, drives in, fades away left. His shot no good. Hitting the deck is Dosh, rebounded by the Hawks, and back the other way. Looking to Evanston, and he is going to travel before he hits the deck as he throws up a shot. Back into the game, Livingston. For the Hawks, along with Olin, checking out our Westfall and Terrace. 12 minutes even to go in this one. It's an 11-point Hawk lead. At the right elbow, they have it with Walters, setting up for a top-of-the-key three. That one ends up being short, rebounded by Livingston, back over left to Evanston. Evanston does not have numbers on the side. He hesitates, drives in, kicks it to the right corner, looking for a three. That one up, no good, the way of Peterson. And back to the way goes Red River, trying to push the tempo. Up and around, the soft roll will not fall for Dosh. And it's rebounded on the right side by Olin. Olin back up and around to Peterson. Peterson back up to Green, into the right wing. A three jacked up by Evanston. He misses that one. Now it's rebounded by Parks, who pushes the tempo back. Looking for the bounce pass on the right side of Walters. Gets the lay-in. It's a single-digit deficit for the Rough Riders. 57-48, 11-10 and counting down to go here in this one. Crossing the timelines, Green. A substitution for both schools in a moment. Now make it a pair of subs for Horace whenever that next dead ball comes. Driving inside, contact by Walters. And Evanston goes right, then left, and he's going to the stripe for a pair. We'll get the subs in a moment here with 10:57 to go. Looks as though Lakeville South scored, but they're also reviewing this one, I would imagine, for the same crease violation possibility, and they're going to call it off. Ooh. So it's a 5-4 Spud leading in with 11:57 to go in the third of that one. Check it out for the Hawks. You'll take out both Olin and Green as they bring back in Westfall and Collins. Free throws are good for Horace. Red River brought Reese Walters back into the game as well. Looking around the perimeter, now with Parks having it, driving in right side, then left. That layup falls for him. They took out J.B. Walters and they brought in Reese Walters. 10.5 to go here in this one. Driving in right side, Evanson goes out for a little bit of contact and gets a shot to fall. Setting up the offense, calling out his call, and off from the one wing to the left. That's going to be Schindler back to the top of the key, surveying it to Walters, right wing three from Parks. That one misses, and it's going to be rebounded the way of Peterson, who gets it over to Evanson, into the right corner, pump faking a three, drive it in, now a 10-foot floater the way of Westfall, no good. Ball's rebounded, though, by Klefstad. He wants to push Temple the other way. It's a three-on-three, bounce pass over right. Shot goes up, and he's fouled by Livingston. Two free throws the way of Schindler.
Just able to kind of hang in the air there, James, and draw the contact from Livingston. He'll get a chance to get this lead back to single digits if he can knock these two shots down.
Takes three dribbles, shoots the free throw, knocks it down. J.B. Walters back in for Red River as Dosh checks out. Green back in for Horace. Evanson checks out. .955 remains in this one, a 10-point ball game. Second free throw good. It's a 9-point game now. They inbound it to Green. Green circles around as he crosses into the half-court set. Underhand tossed away of Peterson, and now hands it off to Collins. Collins underhand chuck to Green as they just have rotations from one wing to the top of the key, back up and around with Westfall. Westfall gets a screen, now looking for a cut. That's Livingston. Ball off the hands of a couple of Rough Riders. Klefstad comes down with it in the end. And Red River looking to try and make a push in the corner back into the wing. That's going to be Parks. He drives inside, up and around three defenders, and the soft roll up and falling. Somehow, some way, the acrobatics work.
He's up to 22 points on the evening.
It's a 7-point ball game as we are seconds away from being halfway through this half. A forced up shot by Horace missed, and now Red River with an opportunity to slice into this deficit a little bit more. Klefstad drives in, pulls back, jumper. It falls from a handful of feet out. It's a 5-point ball game, just like that.
Wow. Not that long ago, it was 20.
8:50 and counting down.
Horace has got to find the shooting touch once again, James, because obviously when they're getting their shots to fall, which is kind of idiotic to say, but when they're making their shots, they were much more effective both on offense and defense.
Green stepped into a three, couldn't get that one to go. Klefstad with a rebound, hands it off to Parks, who takes it over the Bison logo from right to left in your radio dial. Double screen set by Red River, stepping into a three. That's going to be Parks. Comes up short, rebound to Green. Now Horace looking to try and counter for the first time in a while. Driving in, Green picks up his dribble. Now back up to the top of the key, looking for Westfall. He sidesteps right into a three, misses everything. That ball goes out of bounds. It's Red River ball. Back into the game are going to be Evanson along with Terrace for Horace. They're going to check out Collins and Peterson. 8:09 remains. It's a 5-point ball game. Setting up in the half court. Klefstad with it. Looking to the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Ball, pass is knocked loose. Taken away by Westfall. Looking. Takes it himself to the rack. Can't get the shot to fall. Contact. He hits the deck, and it's going to be rebounded by Walters.
Kind of pressed that one a bit too much, James.
Walters just decides to hesitate, drive it in. Three, four, five Horace Hawk defenders all just let him kind of go by the wayside, and then a little bit of a side bump as he goes up for the layup, and an and-one opportunity for Walters in what has now been sliced all the way down to a three-point ball game.
Yeah, I mean, that last possession for the Hawks, you're trying to go 2-on-4. Not exactly the greatest recipe for success. And Grand Forks Red River, as we said at the half, James, they just got to kind of keep grinding away. Loose ball, rebound back to Red River.
An opportunity to try and tie on this three from the right wing. Up and no good. Ball loose in the deck. Evanston comes down with it. 61-58 Hawks lead. 7:35 to go. Evanston looks for a pass. He throws it off of Livingston as he was cutting up into the front court. And now back the other way, Red River, their shot up, no good. Offensive board, and Parks puts it in. It's a one-point ball game with 7:20. Just a chaotic sequence, and the Rough Riders now with all the momentum at the Shack in North Fargo. Around the perimeter, the Hawks hesitating. Now it's going to be stolen away by Klefstad. He ended up picking up his dribble. He lost the handle. And then ends up with a double dribble.
Yeah, just
turnover, and the Hawks avoid disaster.
Kind of almost looked like he was kicking the ball himself. So, I mean, just not a good possession there for him. Got to slow down just a little bit.
Horse into their half court set. Livingston hands it off to Westfall. He's at the top of the key. Now a handoff over to Evanston, who pulls back into the wing between the legs a couple of times, left and right, driving inside, up and around Klefstad, throws the ball off the right side of the backboard, now jogging back the other way, and Red River just out hustles, and J.B. Walters gets the lane. It's a one-point Red River lead, all because of hustle. Head coach Kyle Cummings wants to talk it over. We'll take a breather as well. 6:35 remains. Red River 62, West Fargo Horace 61. You're listening to North Dakota Boys EDC Semifinals Basketball action on AM 1100 and FM 92.3, The Flag.
We love our pets, accidents and messes included. Shaw Floors Pet Perfect Carpet helps you love confidently with protection from everyday messes and odors. Designed with the whole family in mind, Pet Perfect features built-in protection from staining, fading, and pet hair. Make tails wag with Shaw Floors Pet Perfect. Designed for you, perfect for your pet.
Available at Carpet World, 17th Avenue South, online at carpetworldfargo.com.
DRI has been a proud supporter of the community for over 50 years. From training rooms to dining rooms, milk to medicine, ice to ice cream, power pole to light switch, DRI can tackle your project, meeting your team's kitchen, comfort, and power supply demands. They're your one-stop service source for refrigeration, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and electrical sales and service. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot. Visit them online at dakref.com. That's DAKREF.com. Or call DRI toll-free at 1-800-433-1665.
You're listening to High School Sports, live on the Flag.
Back at the Shack, where Red River has resurrected themselves to come all the way from back down 20 to up 1 with 6:35 remaining, 62-61.
Yeah, just Hawks have gone cold here in the second half from three. They've only hit one. And quite honestly, Red River is just going inside and doing work time and time and time again.
Thank you to our sponsors making our coverage possible. Valley Imports and Diet Premium, Hornbacher's, CI Sport, DJ Coulter American Family Insurance, Carpet World, Prairie Supply, Gateway Chevrolet, Dakota Underground, Gatorade and Starry, Hoffman Trucking, India State Services, and Dakota Refrigeration. Thank you for making our coverage possible all season long in your home for high school athletics. AM 1100 and FM 92.3. The Flag. Ball gets moved around the perimeter. Back over to Terrace in the left wing. Top of the key, they look the way of Westfall. Evanston kicks it to Westfall in the left corner. The three falls somehow, some way. A chaotic stance that turns into Westfall ended up with the ball, and he just chucks it up over a defender as the shot clock was winding down.
Westfall and Terrace were both in that corner, kind of plugging things up for them.
And now a right elbow jumper the other way by Klefstad. It's 64 all with 5:50 left in this one. An automatic bid into the next weekend state tournament on the line here tonight. Left corner, Terrace, that three falls. It's a three-point Horace lead. Taking the ball up court, Schindler. He calls out his play calls. He puts up the palm and hollers out five to his Rough Riders. Clef set on the right side. Throws up a shot. It's missed, but he's fouled into the stripe for a pair. It's going to be on Terrace, it looks to be.
Yeah, it should be his second foul of the evening, if I'm not mistaken. Terrace up to 20 points tonight. Shooting the ball really well.
Dosh sitting at the scorer's table ready to check in. He will check in as J.B. Walters checks out. First free throw foul for Clefstad. So he looks to try and complete the perfect stance and knocks down both. 5:26 remains. It's a one-point ball game. Green across the Bison logo. Into the left wing. Contact there. Walters picks up a foul. Reese Walters, to be specific. Fifth foul of the half on Red River. It'll be Walters' first. And now Horace, the fresh 30 of clock. Green to the top of the key. Looking Terrace. Picks up his dribble back over to Green. Green gets a screen. Now on the right elbow. Behind the back he goes. Steps back into a free throw line jumper. Too strong off the back of the iron. Terrace with the board. Westfall on the right wing. Picks up his dribble after taking one. He set things up for a three. But a good recovery by Parks made them have to clear it back out to Evanson, who goes right then left around in the lane. And he'll be fouled by Clefstad to the stripe for two. .450 remains. Gatorade postgame report to follow here shortly, along with your CI Sport player of the game and Dakota Underground in the trenches player of the game. First free throw is good for Evanson. Second and two free throws. Missed and rebounded by Walters. Looks over right to Schindler, the sophomore guard, who takes it up court. Schindler bounce past the right wing to Clefstad, over the head pass, looking for Parks, and down low around a defender. Caught him napping and got the lay-in at 68 all with 4.5 remaining.
They got to find a way to slow Parks down. He's just been killing him in the paint.
Green right, then left, into the mid-block, now into the corner looking for Westfall. A chest pass to Evanson in the wing, guarded by Clefstad. He steps into a left side wing three. That one comes up short. Westfall trying to come down with a rebound and tries to toss it off of Parks. Not able to before he steps out of bounds. And now a substitution for Horace. They bring in Peterson. They check out Westfall. 4:13 to go, 68 all. Dosh, you checked back in a couple minutes ago. Inbounds it to Schindler. Schindler, a chest pass, looking over left. Back up and over to Parks. Taken away by Evanson. Parks going to foul him. Is that going to be a transition take there?
Should be.
A clear path foul. The officials converse. And they're going to stay in the left wing. Head coach Cummings wants an explanation on it. As it looked like Evanson was free for a moment.
Yeah. So a one-on-one opportunity now for Carter Evanson. Yeah.
Evanson looking to be in some pain in the midsection area there. I don't know when the jersey was grabbed, if he tweaked something or
could have.
He knocks down the front end. The one-point Hawk lead with 4:02 remaining. The second free throw is good as well. Westfall back in. Peterson checks out.
Yeah, it's that left side. He's kind of grimacing there a little bit.
Ball taken up court by Schindler. Trying to create some magic here at the Shack. Evanson pokes it loose, but it's going to be taken back by Parks, who gets it over to the right wing to Clefstad. Back up and around to Parks at the top of the key. Mounts pass down to the mid-block area. Top of the key again to Parks, who looks to go left side. Shot up and around a couple defenders. Hitting the deck and a timeout the way of Kirby Crafting will take one as well. 70-all, 3:38 to go. This is North Dakota Class 2A Boys EDC Tournament Semifinals action. AM 1100 and FM 92.3, The Flag.
34 years and counting. CI Sport is your number one source for corporate, collegiate, and high school sports gear. Partnering with college bookstores, high schools, and retailers, we bring you high-quality game day apparel. Whether for work or play, every day is game day at CI Sport. With brands you love, competitive pricing, and fast turnaround time, you can work harder, play harder, and cheer louder in style. Visit CISport.com and gear up today.
Get ready to save at Gateway Chevrolet's March Markdown Sales Event. Save up to $7,000 on Chevy Blazers and $4,000 on Equinox. Or get a lease deal on a 2025 Blazer LT all-wheel drive as low as $369 a month. Or a 25 Traverse with payments as low as $469 a month. It's Gateway Chevrolet's March Markdown Sales Event on now. Gateway Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Details at GatewayFargo.com.
You're listening to High School Sports live on the Flag.
Back in North Fargo, it's 70-0 with 3:38 to go. Westfall will inbound it to Green here in a moment. CA Sport player of the game. Dakota Underground in the trenches player of the game. Both will be presented with the Gatorade postgame report once this one goes final. Green into the half court set. Looking around. Picks up his dribble. Takes one bounce pass up and around to Terrace. Back to Evanson. Evanson guarded by Klefstad. Right then left. Now back over right. Driving in. Right side of the lane. Shot up and rolls it around and falls. Tough shot. Goes. Now up into the front court. Looking the way of Schindler. Schindler pulling in. Pulling back. Now back over. Right elbow. Jumper up and... the kindest of touches from the back of the iron through the cylinder. It's 72-all with 3 minutes to go. With the ball into the wing, Terrace now down low. Looks for Livingston, trying to back down his defender on the baseline. Picks up his dribble, shot up and around, no good. Gets his own board, right corner, Terrace, three up and off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Schindler. Schindler, drop pass. Parks. Parks chest pass now back to Schindler as he gets it over to Parks. Two-man game there. 10 seconds taken off the shot clock. 2:28 to go here in this one. Back into the corner they look. Schindler driving in baseline. Trying to poke it loose as Terrace now into the corner. Klefstad, his three's up and off the iron. Rebounded though by Parks. Strong up and around a defender. His shot off the glass and it falls. And just like that, a leapfrog game has Red River up by two.
Yeah, just back and forth here. Ever since Red River got within a couple of points, and it's just been neck and neck down the stretch here.
At the left wing, Livingston gets it into the corner. Green with it. He gets a screen. Now driving baseline behind the back. Shot up, and he's fouled. It's halfway down and pops out. 1:54 remaining. Green to the stripe for a pair. What was once a 20-point Hawk lead in the second half has Green to the stripe for two to try and tie it up for the Hawks. First free throw is good. It's a one-point game. With 1:54 remaining. Second free throw for Green is also good. It's 74-all. Coach Cummings barks out his orders. Same with Coach Krepkin as they cross the timeline. Schindler kicks it over to Parks, the senior to the sophomore. And now Parks with the ball again. Picks up his dribble, over the head pass, looking around left to Walters. Walters gets the right corner to Dosh, back up and around to Parks. 10 seconds to the shot clock, into the right corner. Dosh, he wants a three. That one misfires, rebound to Westfall. Westfall back over to Green. An opportunity for Horst to try and take the lead here on this possession. Green between the legs as he pulls back to the head of the Bison logo. Now on the right wing, drives in, hesitates, up and around, gets his feet set, and he commits a foul. Schindler does. Two free throws for Green in consecutive possessions. 1:15 remaining. Green's first free throw, good. Horace back in the lead by one.
Just some really clutch free throws by Aiden Green. When you get into close games like this, you've got to be able to knock down your free throws.
Second free throw is good as well. He goes 4 for 4 the last two trips down, and now the Hawks are up by two. Red River and Schindler looking over right to Walters. Walters over the head, pivoting around, clears the top of the key. Cleft stab back to the free throw line to Parks. Looking, no look pass. Up around to Dodge. He gets a shot off the glass to fall. And now a timeout for Red River. 1 minute to go, 76 all. Good finish in store. You're listening to North Dakota Class 2A Boys EDC High School Basketball Action on AM 1100 and FM 92.3, The Flag.
Your company's IT department and usage of technology has probably changed over the last few years. So how do you know if your business is vulnerable to ransomware attacks, security breaches, and network intrusions? Talk to Consolidated Communications. Their expert team can evaluate if you're at risk and help you utilize their easy-to-use cloud secure service. Go to consolidated.com/cybersecurity. That's consolidated.com/cybersecurity. Consolidated Communications.
We love our pets, accidents and messes included. Shaw Floors Pet Perfect Carpet helps you love confidently with protection from everyday messes and odors. Designed with the whole family in mind, Pet Perfect features built-in protection from staining, fading, and pet hair. Make tails wag with Shaw Floors Pet Perfect. Designed for you, perfect for your pet.
Available at Carpet World, 17th Avenue South, online at carpetworldfargo.com.
Let's return to the booth for continuing coverage of high school sports on the Flag.
As we come back to the Shack with a minute to go, 76 all. We go into final at the Exa Energy Center in St. Paul. The Spuds scoring in the game's final 5 goals, taking down Lakeville South 7-4 in the state quarterfinals. They will tomorrow evening take on at 8 p.m. the winner between Edina, the 5 seed, and Rogers, the 4 seed. Down in the reigning state champs, and Rogers, a squad that the Spuds tied at home about 2.5 or so weeks ago.
And that next game will get started in, what, 20 minutes?
Probably more than a half hour.
Okay.
You got to resurface the ice and then do warm up. So takes an extra 10 or so minutes from what basketball does.
Ah, I gotcha.
45 seconds ago here in this one. Green has it at the left elbow, back into the right wing. Westfall, he wants to jack up a three. That one's good. 3-point Hawk lead. 40 seconds of counting down to go. And a timeout the way of Red River. We'll take one as well just to clear the air. You're listening to North Dakota Class 2A Boys EDC Semifinals action on AIM 1100 and FM 92.3. The Flag.
For over 34 years, CI Sport has been your go-to for corporate, collegiate, and high school sports gear, partnering with college bookstores, high schools, and retailers to bring you high-quality game day apparel. Whether for work or play, every day is game day at CI Sport. We deliver the brands you love with competitive pricing and fast turnaround time. Work harder, play harder, and cheer louder in style with CI Sport. Visit CISport.com today.
It's the Prairie Supply Spring Open House in Minot on March 25th, Bismarck on March 26th, and West Fargo March 27th. Enjoy free lunch hot off the grill beginning at 11. There'll be more than 30 vendors on hand to answer questions and great door prizes to win, like job site radios with battery charger from Bosch Tools, along with tool packages, gift cards, and outdoor gear. The Spring Open House at Prairie Supply in Minot on March 25th, Bismarck on March 26th, and West Fargo March 27th. Prairie Supply, the contractor's headquarters.
Let's return to the booth for continuing coverage of high school sports on the Flag.
38 seconds to go. It's a 3-point Hawk lead. They inbound at the Parks. Back up and around they look. With Schindler. Back into the corner. Parks the top of the key. Try to kill some clock. Looking for a clean shot opportunity. Parks spinning around a defender. Pump fakes a shot up off the glass and it falls. 23 seconds to go. And a timeout from head coach Kirby Crafting.
1-point game, 22 seconds, so I mean shot clock is off.
And it looks like
Hawks are probably going to have those guys pressing, the Red River Rough Riders pressing against them, so they're going to have to try and find a way to break that press without turning it over, or at least handle the ball well enough to draw the foul and get sent back to the free throw line for two, because right now Red River's got 9 team fouls, so next foul will be the double bonus for Horace. So got to maintain composure and handle the ball, because it's not always easy to do when you're a young high schooler trying to win a game that will send you to the state tournament.
Giedrich started the sports drink industry and continues to help the best athletes get back to peak performance. So if your kids or grandkids play sports or your weekend sports, worry yourself. Remember to have plenty of Gatorade around to replenish those electrolytes. There are so many great flavors that everyone can find a flavor they love. The game will always change, but it never will. Gatorade, is it in you? It's in many of the top athletes. It feels the best because it is the best. Gatorade. As we approach that CI Sport player of the game and Dakota Underground and the Trenches player of the game, I think regardless of the result, it's pretty tough to argue with Livingston and his rebounding barrage that he's had on the evening. Mm-hmm. He had a dozen at the half, and he's approaching 20 on the night.
Yeah, you're going to have to probably give an honorable mention to a guy like Pierce Parks, 32 points on the evening.
They inbound it to Westfall. Westfall bounce passes it up and around to Evanston, who ends up being wrapped up in the end by Dosh.
He had a couple teammates. If he could have kept his head up, you don't want to throw a bad pass, but he had Green and Livingston down court. That maybe you could have thrown that kind of a Hail Mary pass and at least ran a few more seconds off the clock.
And with 17 seconds to go, it's a one-point Hawk lead to the line for the double bonus is Evanston. First free throw off the back of the iron, no good. As we approach this one going final tonight. And the second free throw, no good either. Ball loose to the deck. Evanston loses the handle. It's going to be recovered and taken away by Schindler. Up into the front court he goes. Trying to hand it off over the right to Parks. He goes up strong for a shot. Can't get it to fall. Ball loose in the deck. 5 seconds to go. Coming down within the end is going to be Klefstad, and he's going to get tied up with Livingston. That's going to say Red River basketball. 3 seconds to go. It's a one-point ball game.
Two missed free throws from Evanston. Could have put that one pretty much away, James, but unable to do so.
They inbound it to Klefstad. Back over to Parks. At the horn, he gets it to go. 80-79, Red River walking off Horace and punching their ticket to the state tournament with an opportunity to win the EDC on Saturday night. We'll take a 30-second breather, come back, and put a bow on this one. You're listening to North Dakota Class 2A Boys EDC Semifinals action on AM 1100 and FM 92.3, The Flag.
In 1951, on the corner of 8th and Main, Ted Hornbacher started a neighborhood grocery store grounded in family values, bringing you the highest quality meat and smokehouse, along with the freshest produce, bakery, and deli products. That continues to be their passion, and they take pride in serving you every day. Hornbacher's, freshness and quality since 1951. And remember, before or after the game, they have you covered with their quick and easy meals. Stop in today and check them out in the deli and meat department.
DRI has been a proud supporter of the community for over 50 years. From training rooms to dining rooms, milk to medicine, ice to ice cream, power pole to light switch, DRI can tackle your project, meeting your team's kitchen, comfort, and power supply demands. They're your one-stop service source for refrigeration, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and electrical sales and service. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot. Visit them online at dakref.com. That's DAKREF.com. Or call DRI toll-free at 1-800-433-1665.
It's time to get back to the action for more high school sports coverage on The Flag.
Back at the Shack where we go final, 80-79, Red River stunning Horace. Horace up 20 points in the second half, and Red River with a walk-off free throw line jumper the way of Parks. Just an incredible, incredible finish, and I don't think you can argue who your CI Sport player of the game is.
No, it's got to be Pierce Parks. I know he had, I believe, 34 points, and I believe 24 of those points came in the second half because he had 10 at the half. And just a solid effort. I mean, they just slowly but surely chipped away at that lead, Once it expanded all the way up to 20 points, they just kind of kept getting bucket for bucket. Horace went a bit cold from the three-point line, although they picked it up towards the end of the game and looked like they might be able to pull it out. They had hit a three to go up 79-76, but then obviously a couple of buckets down the stretch led to this upset victory. Although these are two well-balanced teams. I mean, they're very comparable in talent, James. So it's kind of that one has one style, one has another, and, you know, just a little bit about the way the ball bounces. Almost had that missed shot originally under that 15 seconds to go. Horace almost came up with that rebound and then just couldn't come up with it.
Livingston, your Dakota Underground in the Trenches player of the game, and Pierce Parks, your CI Sport player of the game. Thanks for joining us here on AM 1100 FM 92.3, the flag for tonight's broadcast of high school basketball. Big game, James Accardi alongside Jay Stemmen saying so long from the Shack. We're a final on the Hornbacher scoreboard is Red River 80 to Horace's 79. This has been a presentation of North Dakota boys high school basketball on your home for high school athletics. AM 1100 FM 92.3, the flag. See you tomorrow night. God bless.
Yep, you betcha. Bye.